Smith Center volleyball coach Nick Lynn joins us this morning on the Sports Ticket. Coach, thanks for taking some time previewing the season. You've got a crew that has some experience coming back, and I think a lot of people out there could be wondering if this is your final season coaching volleyball and basketball. It's a possibility. So kind of one last ride here with this group. You lost four seniors last year, too, that played quite a bit for you, in Miley Raby and also Haley Feldman, and you do have five players back that have a lot of varsity experience. So still an experienced group from a team that made it to the state championship, finished second. You've gone to three state championship games in a row. And when you kind of look at this group, what's been the focus of turning over a new leaf here to start 2023?
Well, to answer your first statement, I don't know what next year brings for me. And that's, I go day by day, you know, and I'm not smart enough to go beyond that. But now we do have experience back. We have very, very little depth right now with varsity experience beyond the ones that have played. But we have of the six that will be in our starting rotation, five are seniors. And those are the five girls that we have out. So from that standpoint, the kids work hard. We have experience in certain positions. We're working hard to try to find get more experience for one more outside hitter. And then and maybe our blocking is an issue because we have a couple short setters, you know. But beyond that, you know, we went and went and played exhibition games at Hayes the other night, and not that we did pretty well. We played, beat Hayes High and Ellis, and we lost to Heartbreaker kind of at the end to Hoisington, but pretty good Hoisington team. But as far as our goals are no different than what they have been. You know, we want to have a successful season, certainly, and we feel like we'll be competitive.
You mentioned the going to Hayes there, and if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the first time you've been out to a jamboree before the season starts. But what does that do to help you get prepared for this first couple of matches coming up in league play coming up tonight?
Yeah, well, that trip that we took down there really helped us from the standpoint that we made a number of errors in terms of rotation, and we're called for them, and so we got that out of the way. But we've made some changes since that practice down there. We've changed how we do our blocking. We're actually doing some single blocking this year because of that, and we've moved our rotation one turnover, and so we've done some changes that we think would be for the better, and going down to Hayes probably helped that.
There's going to be a lot of names that people know this year. Cameron Hutchinson, one of the best setters in the area and also the state, obviously, over her time before she's a senior. A lot of seniors on this group. Gracie Kirchhoff, Tinley Rentschler, Dakota Kattenberg, yeah, Bailey Archer back. And Lily Highland is a sophomore, played quite a bit for you last year, too. So what does it help? How does it help to have that kind of experience when you're trying to go out and have success?
Well, the best thing is they've all been through it. Mm-hmm. The names you've mentioned, and Cameron, you know, she's not only a very good setter, but she's in all of our, you know, has been in all of our serve receives as a primary passer, but she's a floor general. You know, she's tough minded, and that's where her strength begins, is that we can build around her. And Dakota Kattenberg has turned into a really pretty good middle hitter, and Tinley Rentschler, both of those girls are very good angle hitters from the middle. And Bailey Archer still has her really good serve, but I would say probably going into, and Gracie Kirchhoff, one of the best outside hitters around, mm-hmm. you know, but I think the most improved player is probably Lily Highland, our libero from last year. She's turning into a pretty good libero digger, back row player. And last year, there were times we had to hide her as a libero. That's kind of embarrassing, but this year in practices and stuff, she stepped it up, and that's certainly helping our team.
Trigo and Plainville to open out the season. What do you expect from these two teams the first time out?
I have no idea what they have back, and I don't know, you know, where they stand in our league and that kind of thing. And I think it'll be all right. We'll be ready to play, and I'm sure that they will too.
Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red volleyball team. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you open out the season here.
You bet. Thank you.